This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Today, we have in the international media, there is a very common statement which is repeatedly bombarded, especially in the Western media. And that statement is, all Muslims are not terrorists, but all terrorists are Muslims. And this statement was even imported to India, especially after the 11th July, the serial train bomb blast that took place in Bombay, especially to Bombay. And we find that even in India, especially in Bombay, people kept on repeating the statement that all Muslims are not terrorists, but all terrorists are Muslims. Let us analyze today, what do the historical records tell us? And what does the data on terrorist attack that is available in world history, what do they tell us? When we look at the records, in 19th century, we can hardly find any terrorist attacks have been done by Muslims. Time does not permit me to speak about the details of the attacks taking place in 19th century. I'll just mention a couple of them. We know that in 1881, Tsar Alexander II of Russia, he was assassinated. He was traveling in a bulletproof carriage in St. Petersburg Street. There was a bomb that kills innocent 21 bystanders. He comes out of the bulletproof carriage, another bomb comes, and he's killed. He was not killed by a Muslim. He was killed by ignorance. He was a Pole from Burbusk. He was a non-Muslim. He was an anarchist. We know in 1886, there was a bomb blast that took place in the Haymarket in Chicago during the labor rally. And 12 innocent people were killed. One amongst them was a policeman by the name of Dejan. Later on, 7 policemen were injured and they died in the hospital. The people responsible for this act, they were not Muslims. There were 8 anarchists, all of them non-Muslims. When we analyze the record of the terrorist attacks that have taken place in the 20th century, we know from the historical records that on the 6th of September, 1901, the then president of USA, William McKinley, he was assassinated by an anarchist by the name of Leon. He was shot twice by Leon. He was a non-Muslim. On the 1st of October, 1910, there was a bomb blast that took place in the Los Angeles Times newspaper building, in which 21 innocent people were killed. The people responsible for this bomb blast, they were 2 Christians by the name of James and Joseph. They were union leaders. They were non-Muslims. We know that on the 28th of June, 1914, in Sarajevo, France, the Archduke of Austria, along with his wife, they were assassinated, which precipitated the World War I. The people responsible for this assassination, they were called the Young Bosnia. Most of them, they were Serbs. They were non-Muslims. From historical record, we come to know that on the 16th of April, 1925, there was a bomb blast that took place in St. Nedelia Church in Sofia, the capital of Bulgaria, in which more than 150 innocent people were killed and more than 500 injured. It was the biggest terrorist attack that has taken place on the soil of Bulgaria. It was conducted by the Bulgarian Communist Party. They were non-Muslims. We know from historical records that on the 9th of October, 1934, King Alexander I of Yugoslavia, he was assassinated by a gunman by the name of Lada Georgiev. He was a non-Muslim. The first US plane to be hijacked, it was not by a Muslim, it was by a non-Muslim by the name of Otis. He hijacked the US airliner to Cuba and he later on got their asylum. When we go to the records of terrorist attacks done, we come to know that in the year 1968, the ambassador to Guatemala, he was assassinated by a non-Muslim. In 1969, the ambassador to Japan, he was knifed by a Japanese, a non-Muslim. The ambassador to Brazil, 1969, he was kidnapped by a non-Muslim. The famous attack, the Oklahoma bombing, which took place on 19th of April, 1995, where there was a truck loaded with a bomb which rammed into the federal building in Oklahoma, which killed 166 innocent human beings, and hundreds other were injured. Initially, it came in the press, Middle East conspiracy, for days together. Later on, they came to know it were two right-wing activists, Christians by the name of Timothy and Terry, who were responsible for the bombing of the federal building in Oklahoma. But when this news comes, it comes for a couple of days and then it vanishes. But before, for several days, Middle East conspiracy, Middle East conspiracy. After World War II, from 1941 to 1948, in a span of 8 years, 259 terrorist attacks were conducted by Jewish terrorists. By many organizations, IGNUN, Stern Gang, Haganah, and we know of the famous bombing of King David Hotel, which took place on the 22nd of July, 1946. They were conducted by IGNUN under the leadership of Menachem Begin, in which 91 innocent people were killed, out of which 28 were British, 41 were Arabs, 17 Jews, and 5 others. The IGNUN group, they dressed up as Arabs to show as though Muslims did the bombing. And the person responsible was Menachem Begin. And it was the biggest terrorist attack against the history of British Mandate, in which 91 people were killed. And at that time, Menachem Begin, he was called as terrorist number one by the British government. Later on, after a few years, he becomes the Prime Minister of Israel. And later on, after a few years, he gets the Nobel Prize for Peace. Imagine, a person who has killed hundreds and thousands of innocent human beings becomes the Prime Minister of Israel and later on gets the Nobel Prize for Peace. And most of the groups that were fighting, like Stern Gang, IGNUN, Haganah, all of these Jewish groups and the leaders like Yitzhak Rabin, Menachem Begin, Ariel Sharon, later on became prime ministers and high-holding ranks in the state of Israel. And all of them, they were fighting for a Jewish state. If you see the world map, before 1945, Israel did not exist. Israel didn't exist. These Jewish groups, they were called as terrorists by the Britishers. They fought for a Jewish state. Later on, with power, they grabbed the land and they kicked the Palestinians out. And now these same people are calling the same Palestinians who are fighting for a more just cause, for getting the land back. And they are labeled today as terrorists by the Israelis. Imagine, Hitler incinerated 6 million Jews. He kicks the Jewish community out. Why should they come to Palestine? The Palestinians, they welcome the cousins with open hands. If they should take a land, they should go back to Germany. They should go back to Europe. Imagine the Palestinians, they welcome the cousins. Imagine, suppose a visitor comes to your house. Being a stranger, you welcome him in your house. After a few days, he kicks you out of the house. And when you cry at the doorstep, "I want my house back," people call you a terrorist. This is exactly what has happened today. The Palestinians, they are called as terrorists. For what? They only want the land back. And so-called people, most of these powerful first world countries, they are agreeing with this unjust cause. We know that in Germany, from historical records, from 1968 to 1992, the Baader-Meinhof gang, they killed several innocent human beings. In Italy, we come to know from records about the Red Brigades, which has killed several innocent human beings. They were also responsible for kidnapping the Prime Minister of Italy, Aldo Moro. And after 55 days, they killed him. Further, when we come, a similar gang, a similar terrorist outfit, we know, was also in Japan. The Japanese Red Army. They were a Buddhist cult. Om Shiruto, the Buddhist cult. And they tried to kill thousands of people in the Tokyo subway by the nerve gas. But unfortunately, they weren't very successful. They were only able to kill 12 people, but more than 5,700 innocent human beings, they were injured and wounded because of this nerve gas. They were Buddhists. In UK, for about 100 years, the IRA, Irish Republican Army, they are conducting attacks against UK. They are Catholics, but they are never called as Catholic terrorists. They are called as IRA. And we know they have conducted several terrorist attacks. Only 1972, three bomb blasts were done. In the first one, 7 people were killed. In the second one, 11 were killed. And third one, 9 were killed. In 1974, they did 2 bomb blasts. In the Guildford pub, they killed 5 innocent people and injured 44 people. In the Birmingham pub, 21 innocent people were killed by the bomb blast and 182 were injured. Time doesn't permit me to speak about all the activities they did. I'm just mentioning a few, just at random. In 1996, they did a bomb blast in London where 2 people were killed and more than 100 were injured. Further, in 1996, a bomb blast was done in the shopping area of Manchester where 206 people were injured. In 1998, Bambridge bomb blast, where 500 pounds of bomb was loaded in a car in which 35 innocent people were injured. In the same year, we know from records about the Omagh bomb blast, where a 500 pound of bomb was put in a car and 29 innocent people were killed and 330 were injured. All these records are from non-Muslim sources. They have not been written by Muslims. All from non-Muslim sources, from Amnesty Report, from BBC. If you go on the internet, you can cross-check. But many a time when the number is big, there may be a difference. Like today, we know how many people killed, 296, one report says 294, one says 293, so I play it safe and say more than 290. The report, if it's a large number, may differ by a few here and there. If it's a small number, it's precise. All these by non-Muslim sources. In 2001, the BBC was bombed by IRA. But these people, they are not called as Catholic terrorists. Today, the UK government is more afraid of Muslim terrorists. I don't know from the records of the UK government how many confirmed Muslim terrorists have done bomb blasts in UK. Even the London bombing of 7th July, there's no confirmed report. They are suspected to be Muslims. It's not confirmed, in which more than 50 people were killed. One report says 52, one report says 56. Therefore, I said more than 50 people were killed. Even if we agree for sake of argument that they were Muslims who did the 7th July bomb blast in the year 2005, yet they come nowhere close to IRA. IRA puts these bomb blasts to shame. They have killed hundreds and thousands of people. Yet today, the UK government is more afraid. IRA is doing since more than 100 years. But because of the advice of George Bush, Tony Blair is more afraid of the Muslim terrorists rather than the problem which is there for more than 100 years. We know from historical records that in Spain and France, the terrorist organization is ETA. They have conducted 36 attacks. And in Africa, there are so many organizations, the list is exhaustive. But the one which is worth noting, and one of the most notorious, is called as the Lord's Salvation Army. It's a Christian terrorist organization. They train young children to commit terrorist attacks. When we come to Sri Lanka, we know of the LTTE, Tamil Tigers. They are supposed to be one of the most notorious, most violent of all the terrorist organizations in the world. They are the people who are experts in suicide bombing. And they even take help of children, they train them, and they let them take part in suicide bombing. Normally, people are known that the Palestinian suicide bombing, Iraq is the suicide bombing. If you historical record, the people who have popularized suicide bombing are the LTTE, Tamil Tigers. Who are they? They are Hindus. But the Indian report doesn't say Hindu terrorists, they say LTTE. When we come to India, many a times, most of the terrorist attacks that we hear of, majority of them, they talk about Kashmiri militants. Whether the attacks are right or wrong, we can discuss some other time. But how many times do we hear, and what Justice Hasbir Suresh said, he named many of the terrorist attacks taking place in India. I wonder how many of the people in the audience have heard of them in the newspapers, how many? Those people who are involved, like honorable people like Justice Hasbir Suresh, and those in the field are aware of it. But the general masses, we aren't aware of it. Whenever terrorist attacks are talked about, most often they're talked about Muslim terrorists. Why? In India, there are terrorist organizations belonging to almost all different religions. Almost all. We know of the Sikh terrorist organization, Brindanwala Group, in Punjab. We know that the Indian government on the 5th of June, 1984, they took over the Golden Temple, in which 100 human beings were killed. In retaliation, a few months later, on 31st of October, 1984, the then Prime Minister, Srimati Indira Gandhi, she was assassinated by one of her security guard who was the Sikh. If you go to the South Asian terrorism portal site, not run by Muslims, run by non-Muslims, and you see the list of terrorist attacks done by all the people, the Muslims are in a minority. But that's never highlighted in the media. If you go to northeast of India, if you go to Tripura, the Christian terrorist organization exists, like ATTF, All Tripura, Tiger Force, NLFT, National Liberation Front of Tripura. They're Christians. They have killed several Hindus. Reports, if you go on the site, 4 Hindus killed, 8 Hindus killed. On 2nd October 2004, 44 Hindus were killed and several were injured by this group. They were Christians. In Assam, Ulfa. Ulfa alone, in a span of the past 16 years, from 1990 to 2006, they have conducted successfully 749 terrorist attacks. They will put the Kashmiri militants to shame. 749 confirmed terrorist attacks. But when we read in the newspaper, we only know about the Kashmiri attacks. And I remember a couple of years back, I'm called, alhamdulillah, by God's grace, by several parts of India, from several parts of the world. I had many invitations from Kashmir, but is it the right time to go, yes or no? Finally, in September 2003, I decided to go to Kashmir. And there I gave a talk in Srinagar, and they told me, the organizers, that in the past 14 years, first time the government gave permission for a public talk. And they organized my talk in Polo Grounds in Kashmir, in which 100,000 people attended. In all this turmoil, and the government gave me security. I was wondering, why are these people with machine guns with me? I went off to the various sites, Gulmarg, Pahalgam, gave talks, etc. Fine, I didn't think it was required. Later on, I happened to go to Assam to give talks. And the moment I land on the airport, I find security guards around me. I said, why? And there I thanked God, alhamdulillah. If they would not have been there, I wouldn't have come back here. I did not know. I did not know that so many terrorists are there in Assam. The Ulfa are trained only to target the Muslims. They are Hindus. How many times does the press, the media report about them? Because it's not tantalizing. These reports may come in the news brief. It does appear. News briefs, how many people note it? Never in the headlines. In news briefs, amongst the organizations, terrorist organizations, the Naxalites. We know of the Maoists. The Maoists are communist. Number one terrorist attacks that have been done in India, maximum are by the Maoists. Only in Nepal, in the past 7 years, they have conducted 99 terrorist attacks. And out of the 600 districts in India, according to the Indian government, according to the site on terrorism, they say that they are present in 150 districts of India. They have done terrorist attacks in 1/3 parts of India. Number one, if you compare the people they have killed, the attacks they have done, compared to the Kashmir militants, it's nowhere comparable. The Maoists are a bigger danger for India, but yet we find that the government is more afraid of the Muslim terrorists. Why? The reason is George Bush. Just a couple of days back, on the 9th of September, an article came in Times of India, not on the front page, inside, but quite a big article, that 875 rockets, a haul of ammunition, 875 rockets, which were supposed to be supplied to the Maoists, they were intercepted. And they were confiscated, and 30 rocket launchers. Imagine, it is the biggest haul in the history of India that any terrorist organization that the government has caught. 875 rockets. They can wage a war against the Indian army. And the DGP of Andhra Pradesh in Hyderabad, he was shocked. He said that with these rocket launchers, they can attack any police station, any tanks of the Indian government from a distance of 600 meters, from more than half a kilometer away. They can attack the Indian tanks, the Indian police station, and you can't do anything. Rocket launchers. Yet we see people are more afraid of people who have a beard, people are wearing a cap, people have trousers above the ankle. Are they more dangerous than the rocket launchers?